This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Denver police officer was fired today for violating the department's social media policy. Former officer Thomas McClay posted a picture of himself and two other officers in riot gear on Instagram with the caption, "Let's start a riot." The photo was posted on a day when police were using tear gas and other tactics on marchers protesting George Floyd's death and police brutality. Hundreds of protesters gathered at the state capitol for a sixth day of demonstrations against police brutality. Antoinette Franklin says it's encouraging to watch the crowd get bigger.
I feel proud of everybody who's taken the time out of their day, out of their quarantine, to come and be a part of something that is much bigger than just themselves. One voice may seem like it doesn't matter, but it does.
Franklin says she hopes the protests continue because it's going to take decades to undo the damage caused by racial injustice in this country. RTD bus and rail service has resumed into downtown Denver, but will end early on days that the 9 o'clock curfew is in effect, which is through Thursday night so far. The last bus and train leave downtown by 6:30. And Governor Polish reacted to the death of George Floyd today by calling it brutal, wrong, inhumane, and murder. 80 and mostly cloudy in Denver, 75 partly cloudy in Vail, 91 with clear skies for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.